thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. We're still at the beginning of the new year, so it's safe to say that there's still a lot of hope and positive expectations for 2017. And many people at this point have already abandoned or altered their New Year's resolutions, but that may be due to one simple fact. They tried to make too many or too big of life changes too quickly. And I've been thinking a lot about this because out of all the goals that I set for this new year, I've only been able to keep one perfectly so far. And I was reading something by behavioral psychology author James Clear, and he thinks that it's hard for us to set big goals and to be able to stick to them because of our inherent biology. So homeostasis or equilibrium or status quo, whatever you call it, your body craves it. And once we establish a pattern of routine for our lives, sometimes subconsciously, whenever we disrupt that status with too many or too drastic of changes, our bodies and our brains will naturally work against those changes and try to get back to a state of regular, familiar calm. And Clear says, quote, if you step too far outside of the bounds of your normal performance, then nearly all of the forces in your life will be screaming to get you back to equilibrium. And if you take massive action, then you quickly run into massive roadblocks, end quote. But this doesn't mean that we should stop reaching for goals. It's like when an athlete lifts weights. If they lift too little, their muscles atrophy. But if they lift too much, their body can't handle the added changes. Their body responds by getting injured. And lifting or setting goals incrementally, a little at a time, can help you readjust what your natural equilibrium state is so that your body and your mind can handle your goals and your new routines. George Leonard is a martial arts master and an author, and he once said, quote, resistance is proportionate to the size and speed of the change, not to whether the change is a favorable or unfavorable one. Close quote. So in other words, the faster you try to change, the more likely you are to fail. Happiness expert and best-selling author Gretchen Rubin has always said, and I love this, quote, what you do every day matters more than what you do every once in a while. Close quote. So for example, if a goal of mine is to wake up earlier so I can go to the gym and work out, it's not sustainable for me to set my alarm for an hour or two earlier than I normally arise and then hit the gym hardcore if that's not my normal routine. Instead, I can incrementally wake up earlier by setting an alarm for 10 or 15 minutes earlier than normal and maybe start with a brisk walk around the neighborhood or stretching or yoga, something that will kind of ease my body into these new routines. The same concept can apply to our spiritual lives as well. If we have a bad habit we'd like to break, for example, just stopping cold turkey probably won't last very long. So the Lord has asked us to do what we can. We can cut back little by little. We can seek help and advice from our church leaders. We can also go to group meetings where people who are in different stages of recovery can offer advice. We can also start praying for help and strength to overcome anything negative in our lives. Just taking these little steps can lead to success. Elder Kim B. Clark has said, quote, we do not have to be perfect, but we do have to be good and getting better, close quote. The Lord is patient with us and is so, so forgiving. And just trying to make small positive changes in your life can really add up and will help you to get to where you want to be. So be sure to check out mormonchannel.org and search for any topics that you'd like help improving in. And we have some great blog posts, some other podcasts, and videos that can help point you in the right direction. All right, we're going to close our episode today with a quote from past LDS President Gordon B. Hinckley. And he said, somehow forgiveness with love and tolerance accomplishes miracles that can happen in no other way. And in the context of today's episode, I think forgiving ourselves is one of the most important people that we can forgive in life. And if you'd like a free download of President Hinckley's quote, you can go to mormonchannel.org/blog for a beautiful design that you can download and print to remember these wise words. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.